Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak welcoming you to Keys to the Game as the Bears venture into the Edward Jones Dome to take on the St. Louis Rams, looking for their seventh win of the season.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Let's start with offense, and this is a very important one. Beware the red zone, and beware the red zone defense of the Rams. In winning twice in the last three games, the Bears' red zone offense has produced only four touchdowns in 12 possessions with one turnover. For the season, though, the Bears are rated 13th with a 55% touchdown efficiency number. Improving that number will be a challenge against the St. Louis Rams, in particular throwing the football. Quarterbacks have the lowest combined red zone rating against the Rams at 45.8. That number includes an NFL best 6 interceptions, plus the second lowest completion percentage and the third fewest total completions. The Rams also have 4 sacks in the red zone. The good news is, while the Bears have stumbled a bit in the last few weeks scoring red zone touchdowns, they are tied for the second most passing touchdowns in the NFL with 15, which speaks to the quality targets available to come down with those contested throws, like Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Martellus Bennett, who have combined for 12 of those touchdown catches. As an aside, protecting Josh McCown, a big challenge indoors at the Dome, with Robert Quinn coming off the edge. The Rams defense has the number one overall sack percentage in the NFL at 9.4, and Quinn leads the NFL in knockdowns and hurries and is second in sacks with 12. On the defense, progress continues to be made defensively under coordinator Mel Tucker. Overcoming nearly an injury a week to starters, the next man up mantra is getting quite a workout. Experience is being earned on the fly and dividends being paid with big plays from guys like David Bass, Chetta Ozugu, Isaiah Frye, and Jonathan Bostic. Against the Rams, tackling speed will be the challenge. They like to get their receivers and backs into a position to turn a short completion in space into a big play after the catch. The Rams are fourth in the NFL with 54.6% of their passing yards coming after the catch. West Virginia rookie Tavon Austin is 4.28 fast and is coming off an explosive game against the Colts. Receiver Chris Givens runs a 4.35, rookie Stedman Bailey a 4.46, and Isaiah Pede a 4.39. On the turf, indoors in the Dome, the Rams are fast. Kellen Clemens has replaced the injured Sam Bradford at quarterback. He's thrown only 6 passes deeper than 21 yards. Thus far, his accuracy is poor at 53.5%. Rookie running back Zach Stacy is a 5'9 bowling ball. In his last 3 games, he's piled up 17 first downs and 8 runs of better than 10 yards for 333 yards rushing, giving the Rams some balance. Let's get back to Tavon Austin, because we know he's an electric player, very dangerous in the return game. He's ripped off a 98-yard punt return touchdown against the Colts, boosting his overall return average to just under 9 yards. Fellow rookie kick returner Benny Cunningham has returned 12 kicks, 11 for better than 20 yards. So coverage, very good against the Ravens, and an encore performance would be needed in St. Louis. Now, Devin Hester enjoyed his ridiculous game in St. Louis in 2006 with 2 return touchdowns. He's still hunting for his league record 20th return touchdown and could be ready for one on the fast track. Hester leads all the NFL with 26 kickoff returns at least 20 yards and overall ranks 2nd in the league in average. On to intangibles, and in one of the better subplots of the season, Bears rookie right guard Kyle Long prepares to face his older brother, Rams defensive end Chris Long. The sons of Hall of Fame defensive lineman Howie Long have been asked about this matchup for weeks. There's bound to be a block needed to be made off a stunt or a game up front where the brothers will be engaged. Beyond the family attachment, it's the rookie versus the 6-year veteran bearing down on 50 career sacks. Each has a big influence in their locker rooms, and their individual performances will obviously reach multiple aspects of their teams. It should be fun to watch. And that's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game, Bears and Rams in St. Louis. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, 9 a.m. pregame and noon kickoff. Thanks again for watching Keys to the Game.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.